two novices were trying to build a garage, and one was attaching the siding. He would pick up a nail, look at it, then hammer it in. Then he would pick up another nail, look at it, and throw it away. His friend watched as over and over he looked at each nail and either hammered it in or tossed it over his shoulder. Finally, the friend walked over and asked, "Hey, why are you throwing away half of our nails? The points are on the wrong end," the man exclaimed. "You idiot," bellowed the friend. "Those are for the other side of the house." How you see things depends on your perspective. Yes, indeed. How you see things depends on your perspective. So on that garage construction site, who was the bigger idiot? Who was the bigger fool? As much as they had different perspective on the meaning of the points of the nails, both of them were clueless, for it never occurred to either of them that one could simply turn the nails around, resulting in the point being on the other end, so to speak. In that, they were two peas in a pod, while we all do the completely different perspective, that the nails can be turned to face any direction we want. Both those friends and we live in one and the same reality, but those two men were exceedingly limited in their understanding of how to live in this reality. We have a much fuller and more complete understanding of reality, and accordingly our lives are much easier, much freer than theirs. For as the Lord explained in John 8:32, if you embrace the truth, it will release true freedom into your lives. At the very least, we can build a garage using half the nails in half the time and save a bunch of money in the process. Another point from that joke. The friend called his partner an idiot. And yes, he was an idiot. And so was the friend. But were they fools? Now, the Bible has a lot to say about fools. References to fools are scattered throughout the Bible, many in the Psalms and Proverbs, as in today's reading. And for the most part, fools are not innocents. In other words, fools, in general, are not victims of deficient mental capacities. In a very real sense, fools choose to be fools. And because living foolishly results in evil advancing in the world, fools are evil. At the very least, fools are evil's accomplices. On the contrary, idiots by themselves are not purposefully evil, but simply misinformed, uneducated, unknowing. However, though both idiots and fools can be rehabilitated, only those who humble themselves and choose to open their minds to the truth can become wise. Proverbs 9:7 warns us, if you try to correct an arrogant cynic, expect an angry insult in return. And if you try to confront an evil man, don't be surprised if all you get is a slap in the face. Though nowadays one would be lucky if all one received was a slap. Just ask the family of the Michigan father of two who was shot and killed last week by his neighbor because one of his daughters allegedly touched some mulch on the neighbor's yard. Proverbs 9 goes on, so don't even bother to correct a mocker, for he'll only hate you for it. Which, come to think of it, is excellent advice for us all who now live in America's polarized political climate. Few on the other side can be reasoned with, for most are so seriously infected with the woke mind virus that Barring a direct intervention of Holy Spirit, they can never be reached with the truth. We've heard in past years of Trump derangement syndrome. That is so 2016. It's been superseded, overtaken, and subsumed by the woke mind virus. Wokeness, the most dangerous pathogen on the planet today, perhaps bar the new monkey virus, has spread like wildfire and now has contaminated and infected every area of society, including, unfortunately, even much of what used to be the church. And it's being promoted. Bait traps are being laid. Spirits of foolishness are being stationed all around church leaders, all to draw them in. First, they're lured into little sins, which then crack open the doors of their souls to demonic spirits, which will tempt them with even more attractive, beneficial sins, which, if the process is not derailed along the way, will lead church leaders into full-blown woke mind virus. With the coronation of Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee for president just days away, the zombies controlled by the woke mind virus are working overtime to addict as many people with the virus as possible. Everything that was formerly true about her is now being scrubbed, erased, deleted, and rewritten, repackaged into something beautiful and wonderful in the eyes of the woke. The woke agent, fools, have infiltrated many churches, especially those susceptible to becoming addicted to those who stroke their egos. Oh, just a little pride here and there. Why, it's good for the soul. So helpful for one's self-esteem and wholesome for one's mental health that it's truly all for the best. And pastor after pastor, church after church, even whole denomination after denomination falls under the woke spell. So much so that a new political group has emerged calling itself Evangelicals for Harris. This is a lying misnomer on its face, for no self-respecting evangelical Christian could possibly support a ticket whose sole purpose in life is to further death of people and destruction of the family. Doubt me? If one supports abortion, then one supports the demonic spirits of death, and thereby one is anti-God, for God is life. And to sanction the taking of life, especially the pre-born, is anti-Christ. It's evil, it's demonic, no exceptions, no ifs, ands, or buts, which truly clears things up. In its present incarnation, no genuine Christian can support the Democratic Party or any of its candidates. In its current form, that party is the party of fools, the party of evil. This is not to say that the Republican Party is the party of God, godliness, and Christianity. Up until this year, its party platform was still, for the most part, explicitly Christian and biblical. It is no longer. For as in the church, the same woke mind virus is infecting many in that party, with the result that, without a direct intervention by Holy Spirit, the Republican Party is perhaps only about 10 years behind the Democrats in adopting wokeness. For many so-called conservatives are only conservative in a few areas and issues. In other areas, they can be as liberal and woke as Democrats. For example, Charlie Kirk, though politically conservative regarding the gay agenda, he fully supports it. We cannot blindly support people who say they are conservative without vetting them to make sure they are Bible-believing Christians who see the world through the eyes of Christ. Though President Trump is an avowed Christian, he isn't so strong in his faith that he can always resist or even recognize the smooth-talking advisors who flocked to his side to tell him how best to lead the party, get reelected, and then run the country. We saw all too clearly how he was led astray during the pandemic hysteria. This, folks, is the quandary we find ourselves in. For as of this moment, the woke mind virus has infected all the major institutions of this country, meaning that it's literally everywhere. Its siren calls are practically inescapable. Those voices are constantly screaming at us to warp our minds, cloud our thinking, confuse our reason, and obfuscate our decision-making. We must not allow ourselves to listen, to believe, to be taken in by any of its lies. It's all lies. In fact, the woke mind virus convinces its victims that lies are truth. Whatever they want to be true, just speak it out as if it were true. For lies have no true meaning, no consequence. Lies actually become truth when spoken loud enough and long enough. Thus, we now know that Kamala Harris is the very savior this country needs, for only she and the Democrats can save democracy itself from the iron clutches of the tyrant Trump, who will enslave us all. But we who've escaped the woke virus know it's all lies. The proposed constitutional abortion amendment appearing on November's ballot is based on lies. The language is deceitful, a bait-and-switch operation if there ever was one, threatening not only Missouri, but similar ballot initiatives have also been introduced in Florida, Texas, and South Dakota that I know of. There might be more, which means that we must get the truth out there. If we come across anyone who's not yet terminal with woke virus, we can compassionately speak the truth to them. After we've prayed. While living in this temporary reign of fools is distressing, in actuality, all of this is God's setup for the soon coming third great awakening. For God knows what he's doing. While it looks like evil and its fools are triumphing, he'll overturn the entire apple cart in an instant, and we'll find that all evil has collapsed, that it's overplayed its hand, that it's now waiting to be trampled under our feet. And the populace will have a new chance to open their minds, receive the truth of God, give their lives to Christ, come to know him, and be saved from the woke virus unto eternal life. For America shall be saved. If we keep on praying, if God's people keep on praying, if we keep on praying, let us pray. Thank you, Father, that you have given us this easy assignment that is so vital for your plans. You will work them out. But if we pray, you will work them out faster and better. And so we pray, truly, send your Holy Spirit. Give us, the entire country, a spirit of repentance when we realize the great sins we have involved ourselves in, the great rebellion that so many have joined to oppose you, your will, and life itself. Help us to get your truth out there. In Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen.